This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
And here we go.
There's a drive!
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive!
6'11 and a half, he's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field!
I've been hearing that a lot.
You visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman.
Brad Underwood.
Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Gee. Let's go for a little ride.
And it is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper, Isaac Ambrose with us as well. Isaac at the bottom of the hour, we're going to have him. We're going to kind of go through an NBA mock draft. We've talked all about how Io is someone that is being kind of penciled into that second round. And I know Jason sent in a thing, and he said Io's best option, in my opinion, is coming back to Illinois. Probably out of 70% of the mocks I've seen, they have him mid to late second round. So, but you know, you also, you know, yeah, it's hard to, and I know that's Jason's opinion, and like he said, and we can all have an opinion on it. It ultimately is going to come down to Io and his parents trying to figure out exactly what they want to do. But you know, even if you're confident that you're going to make some money, pretty good money, like you said, Carson Edwards making about $1.5 million as a second-round draft pick.
Yeah.
As long as you're making some money and still learning and honing your craft, I think to some they would rather do that than come back to play wherever it is. I mean, it's nothing personal against Illinois. I mean, it could be Pittsburgh. It could be Georgetown. You know, I saw that the one kid is going pro.
Who's that?
Who was the kid for Georgetown?
Mac McClung?
Yeah. I saw that he is putting his name in. And on his, did you see this on Twitter?
No.
On his announcement, he's dunking the ball, looking at the camera, and there's Kipper Nichols.
I was going to say, is it the chase down opportunity?
Yep.
Yeah,
that's the one. And somebody had texted out or tweeted out, they're like, hey, Kipper made an NBA announcement, and it was that Mac kid. So, yeah, poor Kipper. That's not fair. But certainly, you know, Iowa's got that big decision, so I thought we could kind of talk about that.
Yeah, for sure. And to that point, versus coming back, and look, a lot of Illini fans are going to try to find reasons why he should. I'm not saying that there aren't.
Right.
He can definitely boost his stock, and there is uncertainty, especially if he's picked in the latter part of the second round as far as even getting a guaranteed contract. But I'll go back to I trust Sam Vecenie's evaluation. If he has him in the other second round, I would feel good about that.
Right.
Me personally, just looking at the other prospects and what I saw from Iowa down the stretch, that's where I would have him. I thought he could have worked his way into the first round given an NCAA tournament. But it certainly changes his life, his family's life, if he were to make that move.
Sure.
And get that contract. And again, if you get a Carson Edwards-type deal where it's $1.5 mil for 3 years and that's guaranteed, and Io trusts himself and his work ethic to be able to work his way to the NBA or, you know, solidify himself on an NBA roster, then that might be the best move for him.
Yeah. What always scares me, Derek, and you know this, I don't follow the NBA very hard. I don't follow it much at all. I used to when I was young. But, you know, and I'm a bandwagon Sixers fan, so when they're good, I kind of tune in a little bit more or pay more attention. But when the NBA draft rolls around, I do always kind of focus. I like the NBA draft. I like the NBA because it's so much about stars, right? And the draft is always fun because you know a lot of these college kids that go, and you're like, oh, yeah, I forgot about him. Or, oh, yeah, Illinois played against him. You know, that kid, like, a few years ago from NC State that ended up playing, you know, he was drafted like in the lottery.
Dennis Smith.
That's it, Dennis Smith. So you knew kind of playing that game that year that he was going to be a lottery guy. But, you know, there's so many times where, you know, I'll watch the Sixers pick and for some odd reason they'll have like 5 second round picks and they'll take somebody and I'm like, okay, and then I never hear about him again.
Yep.
Or it's somebody that you think would be a first rounder, drops to the second round,
gets selected, let's say, you know, with the 48th pick or 45th pick, and then you never hear from him again. And it's like, where do those guys, where are they at? I mean, you know, I guess G League now, or they're back over, or, you know, now they're overseas playing. So it's just such, it's just so hard, unless you're especially a lottery pick. And I know in that first round, you're guaranteed 3 years, I believe. You're guaranteed money for three. But it's just so hard when you get out of that first round, the guarantee that you're going to have a, even a short kind of career in the NBA is really tough.
Yeah, and the way that it's set up now with the early to mid second rounders, a lot of those are signing guaranteed deals, at least 2 years, sometimes 3 years. I know Jalen Brunson was a early second rounder that signed a 3 year. Carson okay. Edwards, 3 year. Bruno Fernando with the Hawks was picked 34, and he had a 3 year as well. But then also, to your point, Tony Carr left after his second year at Penn State, didn't go to the tournament. Similarly built as Io, as a 6'4", 6'5", guard that may not be a pure point, but can definitely score. And he got picked mid to late second, didn't get that guaranteed deal, went overseas for a year, and now he's in the G League.
Wow.
Deonte Davis was a big man at Michigan State. Diamond Stone, big man at Maryland.
That's right.
And you don't hear about those guys anymore.
No, you don't. Those are three excellent examples, especially Tony Carr, who is exactly what Io is doing. I mean, Tony Carr left there, you know, kind of burst onto the scene. Of course, we know Io a lot more than we knew Tony Carr. Penn State fans, all 10 of them, probably knew a lot about Tony Carr. But then all of a sudden, you know, he has a pretty good freshman year, and then he comes back, and then he has a big sophomore year, and you're like, man, Penn State next year with him and Lamar Stevens, and then it's like, oh, wait, he's going pro.
Yep.
And you're thinking, okay, what's he hearing? And then unfortunately, like you said, Tony Carr then doesn't get a guaranteed deal. And now, you know, he's probably overseas somewhere playing ball, which, again, you can make good money and you can see a lot of the world. And that's a cool thing that we'd all like to sign up for at the age of 22, 23, 24, go witness the world. Of course, you'd rather do that when you're like 48, 49 or 50. I'd have more. I think I would be more intrigued by going to Germany or Italy. Maybe not now. You understand, at this age than I would have at 21, 22, but yeah. The point is to be able to go and see that. So, that I mean, that's just a tough decision that Io's facing. And what we'll do is we'll kind of go through that mock draft and kind of look to see, like, who are some of the guys listed ahead of him? And not only just Big Ten guys, but some of the guys throughout the country, or I'm sorry, throughout the college landscape and also the world. Because that's always another thing. And, you know, that was the one thing, and it's not to any fault of the NBA, but when the NBA started becoming more international, not in terms of playing games internationally, but international rosters, that's when a lot, I think that put the final nail in the coffin for me at the time. I've come back a little bit, because you had the Jordan era, then you had kind of the Iverson era, you know, Charles Barkley for me, and that
Kobe in there.
Era. Kobe, no doubt. But then it became where I didn't know six of the top 10 guys drafted. I'm like, I don't know who this guy is. And so you...
Darko Milicic.
Yeah. Perfect example. Now, eventually you get to know him because they're so good.
Or not.
At the time, But at the time, I'm like, I don't know who that guy is that's going to the Sacramento Kings. So I have zero interest in that guy. And so that kind of, to me, and it almost feels like it's come back now to where... To me, it's almost like now there's almost more college kids going than there are international, but I could be wrong. I don't study it enough.
Yeah, and sometimes it got to a point where teams, to not give up that money, would draft someone from overseas, and then if they don't come over...
Oh, that's right.
You don't have to pay them.
Yep.
So the second round was just full of guys you had no idea who they were, and they may never even have a chance to be on your roster.
It became hockey. You know, it almost became hockey to it, because that's kind of how they do it in hockey, that they'll own a guy that plays in Russia, so they own his rights. So if he ever wants to come from Russia and play in the NHL, then he's, you know, okay, the Blues own your rights, so you got to go to play in St. Louis. Or they can trade, obviously, that. But you're right, I totally forgot about that, because I remember, and again, so much of this is the Sixers, because that's kind of who I paid attention to. There was one time that they drafted a guy pretty high, I think, knowing that he wasn't even going to play in the NBA for like 2 years. Yeah. And I'm like, what are we redshirting him? Like, it totally confused me. And I know he'll always start that little NBA versus college kind of thing, and that is a argument. Oh boy, that's one to go down, mm-hmm. a well to go down. But you know, it's one of those where I get it. I mean, the players in the NBA are amazing. The talent level, when you watch an NBA game, you're like, man, I mean, they make it look so easy that you don't understand how good they are. But it just became that part where I was just having problems with not even knowing these guys. And I'm like, and then at the same time, my team, the Sixers, were bad. So that, it was like a double-edged sword for me where I'm like, well, the Sixers are bad, so I really don't care to watch. And I don't know three of the guys they just drafted. Because there are ones from Bulgaria, ones from Iceland, and another guy's from Australia, you know. But that's what it's turned into,
yeah.
And that's what guys like Io are fighting now. You're not just fighting other college basketball players now for the draft rights. You're fighting the world, and it makes it harder. And that's why a guy like Io, when we watch a guy like Io, and we as Illinois fans understand how good he is and how he, not alone, but how he has made such an impact to get this program back to where Illinois fans expect it. When we see that, we think Io's an automatic first rounder. And
yeah,
I know,
for sure.
And I know there were issues, you know, early in the year, especially in some parts last year where they're like, you know, we would almost make fun of it and say, oh, okay, he's going to the NBA. You remember those times?
Yes.
And I'm not saying that I didn't have those thoughts sometimes too. Like, Io, if you're going to be an NBA guy, you're going to be better than this. But then all of a sudden, Io became Superman. And all of us were just sitting here saying, okay, I can see now why he's going to play in the NBA. And then all of a sudden you put the brakes on and say, hold on a second. All these teams don't want to draft him yet?
Yeah.
So it's a weird conundrum.
It's weird to think that Superman could potentially be in the G League next year. That's where you're at. Is you could come back and play on a team that could go really, really deep, win the Big Ten, go as deep as anybody in the tournament, or... It's just hard to fathom him playing in the G League. Maybe there's just a negative connotation to the G League, but that's the reality of it.
It is.
So it's tough where, and there are just so many layers
right
to this decision because, as Sam Vecenie said, next year's draft is much more loaded than this current year.
Okay.
So the potential for him to rise maybe is tougher. Not, again, and some... We'll use the wonder of, well, as you mentioned earlier, you don't see upperclassmen in the first round. So once you get to that threshold, or then you're not necessarily considered.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, just from the individual case of Io, if he were to come back and be the exact same player except shoot the three, then he's a first round pick, period. End of story.
Fair enough. And that's kind of the... That's the hard decision that's facing him right now. And I know every Illinois fan wants the best for him. We all want him back. I mean, let's be honest. We want Io back. But we've stated 100 times on this air, and everybody that's listening knows this, that it's only going to make Illinois look better if you get Io into the NBA. And all of a sudden now you've got Io in the NBA, then maybe Kofi gets to the NBA, and then Adam Miller maybe makes it to the NBA. And, you know, you get all of a sudden, you now you got guys in the NBA. That's only going to make your program better with regards to recruiting and such. So, again, I don't mean to use this twice in one segment, but it's the double-edged sword where, as an Illinois fan, you want him back. And you should. I mean, because you saw what Io can do, and not only you saw what he can do, you kind of understand what it would mean for this team next year, which is still going to be a good team without Io. But if you put him on that team, wow. I mean, expectations. I mean, Illinois wasn't even ranked in that top 25, that preseason top 25. I wonder how much of that is them saying Io's not coming back.
I think it's 100% them saying he's not coming back. There's no other reason that it would be arranged that way. Even in the five that they said that didn't make it, it was Indiana and Rutgers and teams that finished, well, in Indiana's case, significantly below Illinois in the Big Ten standings, and there's no way that Illinois is below them with Iowa back.
I mean, you went toe-to-toe with Iowa, and they're ranked seventh in that way too early preseason. So if all of a sudden Iowa says, I'm back, does
again,
that put Illinois as a, you know, 8, 12?
Again, you lose Felice and Griffin.
Oh, that's true.
Still big losses, but yeah, you're...
Good point. I wasn't thinking
still in the top 15.
Still on top. You can call me, Sal said, whatever happened to that big country guy? Bryant Reeves was his name. He actually had a pretty good pro career, I think. Can we effort
Isaac? On the Grizzlies.
Yeah, he was on the Grizzlies. I think he played a few years in... he was at Oklahoma State, is that right? Big country? Oregon. Where did he go? Well, Isaac's looking at that. I should know that. Wade said, all right, first year was why not me? Second year was unfinished business. If Io comes back, what's your third year? Like, what's your three? In other words, what's his slogan for year three?
He does still have unfinished business.
Yeah.
But
technically,
if you want to make a new hashtag.
Title or bust.
Yeah.
I'd take that. And I tell you what. Again, I'm trying not to be selfish because I want the best for Io. But man, if I woke up one day and I saw a tweet from Derek Piper that said Io is returning to Illinois, I'd be like, holy smoke.
That would have been a cruel April Fool's today, huh?
Oh, man, that wouldn't have been good.
I would never have done that. No. But Last Dance?
Last Dance. I like that. It's got a little Chief connotation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Oh, am I supposed to say that? I'm sorry. I'm kidding. All right, Isaac. Big Country, Bryant Reeves.
He went to Oklahoma State.
Okay. Yeah. How many years did he play in the NBA?
He played 6 years for the Grizzlies.
Okay. So that's not bad, I guess.
Vancouver Grizzlies.
That's right. What are they? Oh, they're the Memphis Grizzlies
now. Yep.
Yeah. Guys like Isaac are like, wait a minute, Vancouver had a team? It's like, yeah, they actually did.
Much.
They actually did. All right, Isaac, thank you. You're going to be coming back here pretty soon, and we're going to kind of go through a little bit of the mock draft. So we'll do all that. But this segment, by the way, is Drive Time, and I know you've got the read, my friend.
Yeah, brought to you by Honda BMW Champaign. For a wide selection of new and used vehicles, check out Honda BMW Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy and online at drivechampaign.com.
We appreciate that. Well, a couple other texts coming in on the text line. If Frazier has a senior year, where he averages 17 plus and shoots 45 plus from three, would he get drafted? I don't think so.
Those are insane numbers.
That would be insane numbers.
No, he's too small.
He's too small, right? Isn't that sad? It just comes down to that.
I mean, I'm sure he would.
I mean, Cassius Winston,
invite to the combine.
Yeah, Cassius isn't exactly huge.
True.
But, I don't know.
If we watch that year play out.
I'd be fine with that. I'd be fine with proving wrong on that one. But that's a good question, Andrew. Kenny says, did those two ever say why they were transferring from Illinois, Tev and Alan Griffin?
They have not given public statements on why they leave.
Okay. All right. I think you can read between the tea leaves or whatever on Tev.
Sure.
Or I can. I'll say it. I mean, he probably wasn't playing as much as he wanted. And then Alan, I'm not sure. Maybe he just thinks, you know, a new start could maybe benefit his game. I don't know. I mean,
Underwood didn't go into it.
Okay.
And Alan, to my knowledge so far, has not said why.
Okay. And that makes sense. All right, let's do this. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll go through a mock draft and just kind of see who's ahead. We're not going to talk about every guy. I mean, we can list every guy. We don't have to break down every guy. But just kind of, it's interesting to see who is out there that, according to the scouts, if you will, would be more.
Who's Io in competition with?
Yeah, exactly. And teams would like more, in other words, than Io. So we'll go through that, and we'll kind of dive into that a little bit when we come back.
Before we do that, I'll tell you about CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. They know that cleanliness is on everyone's mind during this uncertain time. They offer a viral disinfectant kit that allows anyone to make disinfectant solutions
that are
effective against contagious viral and bacterial pathogens, including coronavirus, influenza, norovirus, and more. That's important. One shot 256 Century Q disinfectant is hospital grade, so you know it's good, and can help protect you, your coworkers, students, employees, friends, and family against COVID-19 when used according to the directions. Go local with CMI. Check them out online at cmiclean.com.
Couple more restaurants to tell you about in the Champaign-Urbana area, and we're just trying to do our part and hoping that if everybody has the means, if you can help out the area restaurants. I drove by the way, Chick-fil-A today. That is one place that is not being affected by the virus.
Still hopping?
Oh, my goodness. I'm like, well, if there's one restaurant still open when the country reopens in 3 years, it'll be Chick-fil-A. Unbelievable. All right, Farron's Downtown Champagne. Yes, please. Voted number one in the area for burgers. Check them out. Many yummy options on their menu. Burgers, tacos, sandwiches. They're offering curbside pickup. Call Farron's at 359-6977. That's 359-6977. That's Farron's in Downtown Champaign. I'll come back, read a couple more restaurants that hopefully everybody can go out and help support in these tough times, and we'll go through a little bit of a mock draft to see who they like ahead of Io. We'll do it next. It's The Drive.
Hi, I'm Ryan, one of the owners at CU Under Construction and CU Trade Services. We would like to thank all of our past clients for hiring us on their residential and commercial jobs. When CU Under Construction started in 2003, we had a vision to bring all your construction and trade needs to one company together. Our passion is construction and our clients. If you are planning a project or just needing any mechanical services, check us out at CUUnderConstruction.com, where we are building better together.
Whether you're looking for your first home or dream home, Busey can help make it a reality. We'll provide the answers and support you need to make your dream of home ownership come true. With a variety of loan programs, Busey's award-winning mortgage team will find the financing that's best for you. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, it's Stevie J. I've been using the corporate apparel from Game Day. They've been making these Stevie J Broadcasting button downs, and I love them. And I just got two new in today, and the staff's excited because I don't have to wear the same shirt. So very excited for the repertoire change and all these fabulous corporate apparel shirts from Game Day. If you want a quote, I would suggest you email them, sales@gamedayspirit.com, sales@gamedayspirit.com. It's high quality. It's great stuff. You'll love it. Corporate apparel from Game Day Spirit.
Remember this? Relive the 2011 Cardinal season one more time.
They came from nowhere.
Hear every pitch, every hit of every game of Cardinals baseball from August 25th against the Pirates through Game 7 of the 2011 World Series.
One of the happiest moments in Cardinal history.
The 2011 Cardinals World Series replay every day on the Cardinals Radio Network.
The Cardinals Classic.
They came from nowhere.
Relive some of your favorite Cardinal games from 2011. Monday through Friday at 6:15, Saturdays at 6, Sundays at noon.
One of the happiest moments in Cardinal history.
Right here on ESPN 93.5. Jeff Facer at Area Wide Technologies on why he wants to help restaurants.
Since restaurants have been closed down, I thought that would be a good place to start and engage and try and help them to the extent that I could.
And why is he doing it?
All I want to do is help, and quite frankly, I want to challenge others to do the same. Do whatever, but let's come together and solve this problem.
And what does Jeff Facer think of our future?
I'm absolutely optimistic we're going to be okay, but I think we're only going to be okay if we quit buying toilet paper. And if we come together as one, find out who needs help and help. Everybody can contribute, whether it's time, running groceries to somebody, or whatever. Everybody can help, and we need to do that.
Stevie J Broadcasting salutes local business leader Jeff Facer at Area Wide Technologies for all he's doing to help our community.
America is a great big country.
Filled with all kinds of different people.
And we all count.
That's why the 2020 Census
wants to make sure we're all counted.
Why is it so important?
Because the census helps inform how hundreds of billions of dollars will be spent each year for things like
new roads,
health clinics,
even more school programs.
So make sure you're counted.
Because you count. Shape your future. Start here. Complete the census at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
I'm giving Jeb's basement renovations one star. He kept asking me what's behind the walls down there. I'm like, why? What do you know?
No matter how hard you work for your small business, online reviewers will find something to complain about.
And then he's like, you can trust me with the job. And I'm all like, trust?
And while Progressive can't save you from these trolls, we can help you save money on commercial, auto, and business insurance.
Yeah, he charged me less than he said he would, which is lying.
Get a quote online today at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliated and third-party insurers.
Farmers are the backbone of our communities. At Prospect Bank, we cultivate relationships that help ensure our farmers have the tools they need for a bountiful harvest. I'm Matt Hoos, and as the Chief Agribusiness Officer at Prospect Bank, I'll put my years of experience to work for you and your operation. Get the conversation started by calling 217-896-2423. Opportunities are waiting for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
PDR Automotive in Urbana encourages all of their customers to be aware of their vehicle's regular service needs. Performing maintenance repairs at scheduled intervals can extend the life of your car or truck. Let the terrific technicians at PDR examine your vehicle at least twice a year. PDR will design a preventative maintenance plan specific to you and your vehicle needs. Go see John Marshall. Go to PDRauto.com or call 367-9481 for more details.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Hi, this is Chelsea Bender, your skincare specialist at Advanced Aesthetics in Champaign. We offer a variety of customized facials that provide your skin with a more radiant and refreshed appearance.
I go to Advanced Aesthetics to get my facials because the technicians there are always able to answer my questions. I honestly look forward to going in and getting my facials because they make it so relaxing and just a great overall experience. They carry a great passion for their work, and I can't thank them enough for everything they've done for me.
To find out more and book your appointment, give us a call at 356-3850.
You're still thinking about, maybe not you in particular, but
I'd go back to college.
Right?
In a heartbeat.
Some of you out there thinking about where you'd like to go to college, and we know it's especially challenging to look at schools now because of campus visitor suspensions that are in place to protect guests and staff from COVID-19. The College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences at the University of Illinois cares about the health and safety of all the visitors and staff, but also wants you to stay active in your search.
Okay.
You can do that with a University of Illinois virtual tour online. So check them out. You can go to...
Those are pretty cool to do.
Yeah, for sure.
Those virtual tours. Isn't it amazing now when we travel and you go somewhere? I'm interrupting your read here, but like if you go to vacation somewhere, you can Google Map it. You pretty much know where you're going to be staying, what it looks like, where the restaurants are, liquor store, if you need that. Church.
That's part of college, maybe. Right?
Yeah, that's part of college.
So with the College of Aces, you can just Google College of Aces, Illinois, University of Illinois, virtual tour.
Okay, there you go. That's simple, simple, simple. Thank you, Gray White, for getting us to that.
When she hits that lemon groove, when she wants it rude.
I want to tell you about a couple more restaurants we're helping to support. Blue Dragonfly Catering in Champaign. Right now, you can order meals... Four for only $25. Meals made from scratch, day of delivery. They're ready to go in the oven or straight to the freezer. Delivery is free within 30 miles. Find their menu on Facebook. Then you can send your orders to info@bluedragonflycatering.com. info@bluedragoncatering.com. Again, check out their menus on Facebook. Search Blue Dragonfly Catering here in Champaign. You can also call them 714-9329. We also want to tell you about Papa Del's entire menu open for takeout and delivery and They can even order and even ship frozen pizzas. Packaged beer and wine also available for takeout, Derek. Find them on Facebook or call them 359-7700. I'm all about this music right now. All right, it's The Drive with Derek and Lon here. Pipes and Tay. Isaac Ambrose with us as well. We've talked a lot of Illinois basketball today, kind of focused with Orlando Antigua, who joined us at 4:30. If you didn't get a chance to hear that, definitely want to podcast that. Just go to our new website, stevieJay.com. That's stevieJay.com. And then there's, I don't know what your button's called, but there's a button with like four things, and you just hit that and brings it down. And you just go to podcasts, and you want to skip right past Stevie J and Jeremy Warner and go right to The Drive. I'm kidding. But all three of those podcasts are on there, and you could go back and hear Orlando Antigua. Yesterday, we talked to Stephen Gentry. So we're kind of hitting a lot of the assistant coaches right now with Illinois. The big news of the day, Jamal Walker has taken a job out west. Derek Piper.
Yeah, headed to Grand Canyon, and he'll be one of the assistants now under Bryce Drew, and actually have a pretty impressive list of assistants, at least with Jamal having Big Ten experience, Ed Schilling, who coached on Archie Miller's staff and also at UCLA.
Oh, wow.
So for them to, and then Bryce Drew is not a bad.
Not at all.
Candidate. I know he had a rough go at Vanderbilt. They lost a ton of games, but as far as Jerry Colangelo being out in the Phoenix area, highly committed to Grand Canyon, having success, and they have a very cool venue. I was there for the game out there in November. It was pretty awesome. A lot of buy-in from the students, one of the best, if not the best, student section in the country. So a good opportunity for Jamal, and definitely wish him the best. Friend of the show.
Yeah, friend of the show for sure. He and his wife, of course, came in, and fun to meet both of them. The Lobos? Grand Canyon, the Lobos.
Antelopes.
Oh, Antelopes.
The Lopes.
The Lopes, that's what
that's
I'm
right.
thinking. Lopes, okay. I'm thinking they pay...
New Mexico Lobos.
Lobos, yeah. Yep. I'm thinking they pay some pretty good money if they're getting those kind of assistants. And Bryce Drew, that'd be a nice staff. Wasn't Roger Powell was on Bryce Drew's staff?
Yep.
At Vanderbilt. Now, of course, Raj is on the Gonzaga staff. We're still efforting him. Isaac, you told me you thought tomorrow Jeremy on the Jeremy Warner Show, they're going to have D. Brown,
yeah.
Okay. D will be on tomorrow, so that'll be a fun listen to. We are going to have tomorrow afternoon Kent Brown, of course, Associate Athletic Director, and he's going to kind of sum up and explain to the best of his ability this extra year of eligibility that the NCAA ruled on. So we'll talk to Kent Brown tomorrow at 4:30. And then at 5:05, Tom Michael, we remember him hitting threes for Illinois back in the day with TJ and Dion and the crew. Tom Michael, of course, the athletic director now at Eastern Illinois. I wanted to catch up with him and just kind of, you know, ask him what is life like right now for an athletic director in these times, and how scary is that looking ahead? Because if there's one thing athletic directors try to do at whatever level, junior high school, college, it's look ahead, work ahead. And that is one thing that they can't do right now, kind of, with all the uncertainty going on. So we'll do that a little bit as we go along. We were going to talk some NFL, but we're going to maybe hold that for tomorrow. I know there's four extra teams right now in the playoffs, right? Is that what they ruled?
Yeah.
So
we're doing 14.
Okay.
Seven on each side.
Two in each division. That certainly means
trying to get the Bears or Cardinals in. We'll see who gets there first.
You beat me to it. I was like, I wonder if the Cardinals or the Bears will take advantage of that. But
we got Tampa in that mix as well, in the NFC.
Yeah, no doubt, because they got better in a hurry. They got better in a hurry. Right now, where's Ahmad Rashad? Never have understood that. Never have understood why a guy that was in the NFL was then one of the best NBA show analysts, but he was certainly
fun.
And he married Felicia Rashad, who is beautiful. Still is. Isaac Ambrose, you have pulled up a mock draft. Are we going SI.com here?
Sports Illustrated. They got it.
Okay. We're basically going to go through these names of who they have. And you can name the team. We don't know yet who the team will be because the season isn't even done. That's the funny part.
Yeah, as far as the draft order, right.
So we don't know this, but we're going to go with what they have. And we'll go through. And the idea here is to see, okay, how is Io not a first-round draft pick? But we'll go through and we'll kind of tell you who the scouts.
Or even early second as far as Sports Illustrated is concerned.
So let's rip through them, Isaac. Let's start, and then maybe we'll talk about each one as we go. We'll just kind of throw out a quick segment or a quick statement on each.
Yeah, so they, as Sports Illustrated, went ahead and projected the draft as if the season ended. So the Warriors would have the first pick. Okay. They have them taking Anthony Edwards out of Georgia.
I'm actually also going to make this a funny segment and let you know if I don't even know who these people are. Now, I do know who Anthony Edwards is. He is a kind of a combo guard. Really, I mean, he was a stud. He's a guy that I think a lot of people projected would be a top two or three pick. They've got him going. I mean, I don't think there's any argument there.
Very physically gifted, 6'5", can really score, put on some big showings as far as points. But what's interesting this year versus years past is the top of the draft, you don't have guys that were in line to even be in the NCAA tournament.
Oh,
Edwards is one of those.
Good call. Never thought of that. Well, he doesn't need it. He doesn't need it to showcase his stuff. All right, so that's a kid out of Georgia. All right, so the University of Georgia maybe with the number
Tom
one
Crean.
Pick. Tommy, oh. That's right. Oh, you just ruined the whole segment.
Oh, my bad.
I'm kidding. All right, Isaac.
All right, the second pick, the Cleveland Cavaliers taking James Wiseman, Memphis.
Okay, that's the kid that had all the issues with Penny Hardaway, had set up a place for his family to live, and this and that.
Relocated him to Memphis.
Yeah, he only played like three games, I think.
That was it, just three.
So, but obviously he's got the talent that a lot of people like in the NBA. Somebody just said Anthony Edwards was Goose. Remember that? Top Gun?
No.
Anthony Edwards? Have you ever seen Top Gun? Oh, Derek.
I embarrassed myself here.
Are you serious?
I've seen some of it. I don't think I've seen the full film.
Have you ever seen it, Isaac?
No.
Oh,
I'm young.
Guys.
I'm a young guy.
I know, but Top Gun, listen, I'm not one of those guys that tries to shove a movie down your throat. That's a good movie.
Okay.
That's a good movie.
They're remaking it, I think.
See the original with Tom Cruise. It's a really good movie. I mean it.
I'll take your word.
I mean, you got nothing better to do right now than to watch good movies. Point. So
I've never even seen the movie, but whenever I see those aviators, that's what I always think of.
Boom. No, it's a cool movie. Now, you're going to watch it and be like, oh, wow, this is so old, right? Because it's just, but it's pretty cool graphics. I think it'll hold up. So definitely check it out. All right, number three.
Number three, the Timberwolves. This is the first international.
Oh, boy.
Denny Avdija from Maccabi Tel Aviv.
Okay, don't know anything about him.
Neither do I.
Okay.
Number four, we got the Hawks taking Tyrese Haliburton, Iowa State guard.
Yeah, how does Iowa State have a guard that's going to go before Illinois guard? But he's good, isn't he?
Talen Horton Tucker.
Yeah. They were talented, particularly last year. They were bad this year as far as the record goes, but very long and bouncy guard who can score.
Got it.
Number five, everyone knows this guy, LaMelo Ball to the Pistons.
Okay, I don't really want to talk about him.
Played in Australia.
Okay, so he's a kid that decided to go play internationally and then come back. Did he get paid?
Of course.
So you can
big baller
that.
Brand.
Oh, that's right.
And then,
didn't come back. Okay.
He is 6'6", but he only weighs 180 pounds.
Yikes.
So. Going to need to bulk up. Six, the Knicks taking Isaac Okoro out of Auburn.
Okay, I didn't even know about him.
He was a freshman.
Okay.
Freshman wing.
And that's another coach down there. We're not mentioning him. All right, seven.
Seven,
eight.
Killian Hayes to the Bulls, actually.
Oh, yeah, everybody knows who that is.
Ratio Farm Ulm.
Ratio Farm.
Let me look up where that's
Germany.
At.
Is Ulm a country?
It says on the heels of a strong year in Germany.
In Germany. Okay. All right.
At seven, of course. They know.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Does that excite you at all to get Kelly Hayes? What's his name?
Killian Hayes.
Just give him Killian Tilly.
Killian Tilly, yeah.
What's his dimensions?
He's 6'5", but he only weighs 185.
Yeah, boy.
And even better, he's only 18.
Oh, boy.
I don't care.
Maybe you redshirt him a couple of years with the Bulls. Everything else is working out for him. All right, eight.
Okay, the Hornets at eight, the big dude out of USC, Onyeka Okongwu.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've heard of him. Yep. Okay, nine.
Mm-hmm. Nine, we got Obi Toppin to the Wizards.
Our Dayton guy. And he's like a junior.
Redshirt sophomore. But he's 22.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So he's old for this.
Give Brad Beal some help.
Yeah.
Washington.
Yeah, that's true. That would help. All right, 10.
Number 10, the Suns, Tyrese Maxey out of Kentucky.
Don't even know him.
That dude can light it up.
Can he? All right. So he was a freshman?
Yep.
All right. So there's your first Kentucky guy. 11?
11, we got the Spurs taking Theo Maledon out of Asvel.
12?
12. We got the Pelicans taking Devin Vassell, Florida State.
Okay, here's one of these Florida State guys. There's like two of them. All right, 13?
13, Jaden McDaniels to the Kings. He's the big freshman out of Washington.
Don't know him. Do you know anything about him?
Yeah, he was one of the better bigs. He was ranked in front of Kofi. I think he was just in the five-star range, but... Actually, as far as stats, had a better year.
Okay, I'd rather have Kofi.
He reminds me of Kofi because apparently he's 19, but when I watched him play, I thought he was like 25.
So here's, again, this is what confuses me. So why is this kid considered a lottery pick and Kofi's not even... I just get confused by the NBA draft. I'm confused, confused, confused.
Kofi's 3 inches taller than this dude.
I don't get it. I don't. And the stat-wise, Kofi had better stats. In a better conference. And yet, here's a guy that's projected as a lottery pick, and Kofi's not even in this thing. I don't understand it. That's why I'm doing this. That's why I'm doing this experiment right now. All right, where are we at? 14.
14, the Trailblazers, RJ Hampton. He was supposed to go to Kansas, I think, and he chose to go play in New Zealand to get paid.
Oh, well, good for him. I wonder if his family owns Hampton.
He couldn't have gone to Kansas and gotten paid?
He wanted to get paid legally.
Bam! I like that. All right, 15.
15 to the Magic, Cole Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
North Carolina.
No, I did
underwhelming.
Watch him.
Yeah. Inefficient.
I didn't think he was that good.
No, he did not have a good year.
I watched a couple of his games, and I thought I'd rather have Io.
He was supposed to be a top five pick at least, and now falling to 15.
I don't get it.
I think he reminds me, he's like a worse Kobe White, and maybe just because they both went to NC. But
I think he shoots well.
Yeah.
And that's a big deal. Okay, next.
Okay, 16, the Timberwolves, Isaiah Stewart, also out of Washington.
Yeah.
So Washington had two top 16 picks, and they were terrible.
Incredible.
They did beat Baylor at the beginning of the year, and then
they dropped off. How is Washington getting these guys? I'm so confused by it all.
How did Georgia get Anthony Edwards?
I'm just old, and I know that, but it all confuses me. All right, where are we at? 17?
17, the Celtics, Nico Mannion.
We know that. Yeah, we know Nico. Yeah. Okay. He's dropped a little bit. I think
Arizona was one of the more disappointing teams. Because early in the year, when they played Illinois, which Illinois wasn't playing defense at that point.
No.
Like, this team is a Final Four caliber.
I said it then. That team, I'm going to bet on them in the NCAA tournament. Good. They had two other guys that were good too, right?
Josh Green.
That's right, here
coming up.
Oh, okay.
And not Najee. Anyways,
Zeke Najee. Yeah.
Zeke Najee.
All freshmen though.
So they're going to lose three freshmen. Wow. All right. 18.
The Mavericks at 18. Aaron Nesmith out of Vandy.
Okay. How does Vandy have a kid? Is he a freshman?
Sophomore.
So, okay. All right. 19?
19, we got the Bucks taking Sadiq Bey, Villanova.
Yeah. Never heard of him. 20?
20, the Nets, Patrick Williams, the other Florida State guy.
Is that Leonard Hamilton down there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. He drafts every year they're
good. He can recruit, yeah.
Yeah, or drafts. I'm sorry.
He had Dwayne Bacon a couple years ago.
Dwayne Bacon.
Jonathan Isaac,
yeah.
That's awesome. Dwayne Bacon.
What a cool name.
21?
21, the Nuggets, Precious Achiuwa, the other Memphis. Dude from Memphis.
Oh, Precious. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll stop there. 22?
The Sixers, Jamius Ramsey.
Yeah. Texas Tech.
Yep, Texas Tech.
Oh, okay.
Freshman.
Is he like cousins with Jalen Ramsey, the good football player?
I don't think they spell it the same.
Well, shoot.
But.
All right.
Okay. The Heat, Kyra Lewis out of Alabama.
Okay. I don't know him. Here's what we're going to do. Never mind the NBA team. Just read the name.
Okay.
Just to speed it up.
Josh Green, Arizona.
Oh, yeah. Okay. There you go. All right.
Zeke Najee, Arizona.
So Arizona's got three guys
you want to see next year when Arizona comes to the State Farm Center.
Oh, Derek, I forgot about that. But will it be a quad one win?
There you go.
Oh, boy.
There's the talking point.
Leandro Balmaro out of Barcelona.
That guy's probably cool.
It won't be a quad three loss like Miami if you win the game.
That's a good point. That's a good point. That Barbero guy or whatever just sounds cool.
Yeah, no disrespect to Barbero.
No. Yeah. I bet he's got like the real hairy chest hair and his shirt's wide open and he wears like big sunglasses with a gold necklace. Like he just looks like a guy that you ever and yet he walks into a place and everybody's like, that dude is awesome. That's what that guy will be.
Vernon Carey Jr., Duke.
Okay, I don't like Duke, so.
Xavier Tillman, Michigan State.
Ah, where's he? What number?
28 to the Raptors.
Okay, how many are in the first round? 32?
Third. 30.
30.
30, yeah. Okay. So the last pick of the first round, according to SI.com.
This is 28.
Oh, 28,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
So 29, Cassius Stanley out of Duke is 29.
Ugh.
And then Oturu is 30.
Okay. Yeah. Sneak it in there.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break, and then I want you to read really quick some of these names in the second round that they still think are better than Io and deserve to be a better draft pick than Io. This blows my mind. It's the drive.
Like most right now, I need more freezer space. I went to Dick Van Dyke and they were sold out of the size I needed. They took my name and my number and said they were expecting a shipment in soon. About 2 hours later, my sales associate called me back and said a shipment of freezers in the size I needed was being unloaded. I went in, ordered, and got my freezer the next day. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reakin, owner of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This is a true story that happened here in Central Illinois within the past month. We know that keeping your food fresh is essential. So is keeping your homes clean. We have washing machines and dishwashers equipped with sanitation and steam clean. These appliances are in stock and on sale with a free 10-year protection plan. Our doors are open and our staff is practicing proper measures to keep your buying experience safe and sanitary. Call, order online, or stop into our showroom. We always guarantee the best deal. Wow!
When you buy from us, you get
Well, you've done very well in this job interview. I want to know what powers you through the day.
Well, I use a AAA battery as a backup on my alarm clock. Then I turn on my TV for the weather with my AA powered remote. I drove here in my car that has an MT58 Interstate battery. Oh, I forgot about my watch. It has a coin cell battery from Interstate battery. I once had a fire in my house, and I knew about it because my smoke detector had a 9-volt Interstate battery. So I guess you could say that Interstate battery powers me. If you need the hookup, go to them in Champaign on Madison.
Wow, you seem charged up for this job.
Tired of waiting for your current HVAC company to call you back?
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Call ABC Heating and Air at 217-352-5400. You'll talk to a real human being, and they service all makes and models. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Heating and Air, 217-352-5400. That's 352-5400.
You have heard lions and tigers and bears, oh my, but what about dandelion, creeping Charlie, and crabgrass, oh my? These weeds can be destructive forces on your lawn. When figuring out the troublesome weeds, you need a respectable company that will give you the attention it needs. Spring Green is that company. Spring Green's lawn service program includes personalized lawn care, a mid-season checkup, and a civilized and transparent process. To check it out, go to spring-green.com or call 359-2111.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
If you're an international guy, you're now being kicked out of our little experiment. No more international people, Isaac.
We're quarantining.
Yes. Good call. We don't care about them. If I don't know you in college, then you can't be drafted ahead of Io DeSumo. That's the way I see it. All right. Second round, we're going to focus on Big Ten. Again, this is SI.com, so there's a lot of mock drafts out there. Sam Vecenie had Io going like 35th.
35.
And in this one, SI.com has him going 55th, and it's like, big whoa, difference. That's
ESPN,
a huge difference.
ESPN has him at like 87.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully.
That's undrafted.
Right.
Oh, boy. That's, okay.
Well, I'm not sure the last time ESPN updated theirs.
Yeah, it has been a while.
Yeah. Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, what else do they have to do?
That's true.
I mean, aren't they looking for things to do? Like, you have no excuse in the world right now if you're not getting something done.
All hands on deck finishing up the Jordan documentary.
Well, maybe that, you know what? And if that's the case, then...
then we're good.
Thank you,
ESPN. Public service.
That's a good call. Thank you. All right, let's go through some of the second round Big Ten guys.
All right, at 34, Jalen Smith.
Okay. I always projected him as a first rounder. I think I would rather have him than Oturu.
Okay.
I just think his game projects better to the NBA. Because he can hit a three.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they both could, though. You're right.
Smith a better outside shooter.
Yeah.
It is impressive what Oturu was able to do without a ton around him.
There's
other than Carr.
That's a great point. That's a really good point. And maybe that's what NBA guys are looking at, saying, look what he did with nothing. I mean, everybody focused in on him, kind of like Orlando Antigua brought up a great point with Georgie from this year, the fact that a lot of scouting reports were focused on stopping Georgie, and now he'll have to adjust to that next season. So that's a great point about Oturu. Okay, who else would be?
38, Cassius.
Okay. Again, I'm so confused. I know he's a winner. I know he can shoot, and that's the biggest difference here. He can shoot a lot better than Io, at least.
He's about a 40% three-point shooter in college.
So there you go.
And a winner.
And a winner, big time. Although we saw this year that Io can be that.
Yes.
For sure.
For sure, yeah.
So, all right.
41, Caleb Wesson.
Okay. He just seems undersized.
Yeah, not a very good athlete.
No, that's a better way to say it.
Can he guard?
No, that's a better way to say it. And that's why you're not seeing Luka Garza on this thing. Is it Luke or Luka?
Would you rather have Weston or Garza?
I'd rather have Garza.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat. Like in college,
I feel that way.
Yeah, Garza.
Or even the next level?
Garza. Because he can get you, he can score. He can score a lot of points.
Yeah, and the next Big Ten guy would be Io to the Nets at 55.
Okay, don't go to the Nets. Can he go to the Sixers?
KD's going
to
be there.
Oh, that's right.
And Kyrie.
Okay. Well, that wouldn't be a lot of
points. What if he was backing up Kyrie?
Oh, boy.
Oh, Spencer Dinwiddie's in that mix, too.
Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting. Thank you, Isaac. Those things are just interesting to me to go through and read so many names, guys I've never heard of. Now, that's my fault.
Well,
and then a lot of those. International I've never heard of.
Right.
But I should know these guys from Florida State and Memphis, and I just don't. I don't know.
There also was no tournament, which is where a lot of these guys get popular.
It's a good point. Yeah, no, that's true. That's fair. That is fair on that.
But those late in the 50s usually don't make rosters.
Yeesh. So if it's SI.com poll, then if I'm Io, I'm saying, But again, I don't know. I don't know. I tell you what, I want to wake up one day, Derek, and I want to see a tweet from you. Io is coming back. Okay. What'd you call it? Last Dance.
Last Dance.
Oh, man. I'd throw a party that day. That would be fun to do. Hey, want to thank Orlando Antigua, first hour. Great stuff with him. Tomorrow, D. Brown will be on Jeremy's show. We'll have Kent Brown talking about this new NCAA eligibility rule, and also Tom Michael, athletic director at Eastern Illinois. It'd be fun to catch up with Tom. Speaking of a kid that could shoot, out of Carlisle, the pride of Carlisle, he could shoot the ball. All right, boys, I'll talk to you guys all soon, and you for sure tomorrow, Derek.
Yep,
okay.
Absolutely.
It is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lonte and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.